Welcome to day 147 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards, and we're learning how to pray. Remember that according to the two catechisms, what is prayer? Prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God for things agreeable to His will, in the name of Christ, by the help of His Spirit, with confession of our sins, and thankful acknowledgement of His mercies. We're at Larger Catechism question 185, which asks, how are we to pray? Answer, we are to pray with an awful apprehension of the majesty of God, and deep sense of our own unworthiness, necessities, and sins, with penitent, thankful, and enlarged hearts, with understanding, faith, sincerity, fervency, love, and perseverance, waiting upon Him with humble submission to His will. Let's look at that answer phrase by phrase. We are to pray with an awful apprehension of the majesty of God. Ecclesiastes 5:1, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. We're to pray with a deep sense of our own unworthiness. Genesis 18:27, and Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me, which am but dust and ashes, to speak unto the Lord. And Genesis 32:10, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant, etc. We're to pray with a deep sense of our own necessities. Luke 15:17, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. We're to pray with a deep sense of our own sins. Luke 18, and the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. We are to pray with penitent, thankful, and enlarged hearts. Penitent? Psalm 51:17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. We're to pray with thankful hearts. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And we're to pray with enlarged hearts. 1 Samuel 1:15, and Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, for I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. 1 Samuel 2:1, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord, mine horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. We're to pray with understanding. 1 Corinthians 14:15. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also, etc. We're to pray with faith. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And James 1:6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. We're to pray with sincerity. Psalm 145:18. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. And Psalm 17:1. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry, give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. We're to pray with fervency. James 5:16. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We're to pray with love. 1 Timothy 2:8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. We're to pray with perseverance. Ephesians 6:18, praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We're to pray waiting upon Him, Micah 7:7. Therefore I will look unto the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. And we're to pray with humble submission to His will, Matthew 26:39. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. To the Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 21, section 4. Prayer is to be made for things lawful, and for all sorts of living, all sorts of men living, or that shall live hereafter, but not for the dead, nor for those of whom it may be known that they have sinned the sin unto death. Okay, prayer is to be made for things lawful, 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. We're to pray for all sorts of men living, or that shall live hereafter. 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in godliness and honesty. John 17:20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. 2 Samuel 7:29, therefore now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue for ever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed for ever. Ruth 4:12, and let thy house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. But we're not to pray for the dead. 2 Samuel 12:21. Then said his servants unto him, What thing is this that thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child while it was alive, but when the child was dead, thou didst rise and eat bread. And he said, While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, Who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. Compare that with Luke 17:25. Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivedst thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Revelation 14:13, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Nor should we pray for those of whom it may be known that they have sinned the sin unto death. 1 John 5:16. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. Back to the larger catechism, which elaborates a bit on what we just saw in the Confession of Faith. Question 183, for whom are we to pray? Answer, we are to pray for the whole Church of Christ upon earth, for magistrates, for ministers, for ourselves, our brethren, yea, our enemies, and for all sorts of men living or that shall live hereafter, but not for the dead, nor for those who are known to have sinned the sin unto death. Okay, first, to pray for the whole Church of Christ upon earth. Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Psalm 28:9, save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. We're to pray for magistrates, 1 Timothy 2:1-2, which we read above. Exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We're to pray for ministers, Colossians 4:3, with all praying for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. We're to pray for ourselves, Genesis 32:11, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. We're to pray for our brethren, James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We're to pray, yea, for our enemies. Matthew 5:44, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. We're to pray for all sorts of men living, we just read 1 Timothy 2:1-2, or that shall live hereafter. John 17:20, Jesus prays not for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. And 2 Samuel 7:29, therefore let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. But we are not to pray for the dead. 2 Samuel 12:21-23, which we read above about fasting for the child while the child was yet alive. And we are not to pray for those who are known to have sinned the sin unto death. And again, the proof is 1 John 5:16, which we read in the Confession of Faith. Not to pray for those who are known to sin unto death. Well, that's our time for today, so we'll come back tomorrow and look at the Westminster Larger Catechism that tells us what things we are to pray for, and we'll begin looking at the Lord's Prayer. That'll be on day 148.